Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Rep by Rep Strength Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk briefly about something that I've been utilizing with the population I've been working with for about the past year or so. So working with tactical athletes, one of the things that is quickly apparent is how competitive and how driven they are. So that's kind of a double-edged sword, because we've got things that we have to manage in terms of volumes, intensities, and that kind of thing, and how that will affect not just the training load for the day, but the week, the month, and obviously the year as well. So a way to regulate that is, with these guys, what I'm working on is something called daily undulating periodization and introducing the concept of something called autoregulation, so that they understand that the training that they are doing is not necessarily going to be competitive compared to their peers. Rather, they need to focus on themselves and make the right call. So that's, you know, new concepts that these guys have not been introduced to before. So in all the other areas of their career, they absolutely do want to be competitive. However, when they are in the gym is meant to complement the primary goal of their career. So very simply, something that I've been introducing is ranges, and then going off of a stoplight system. So, for example, if it is a strength-focused day, and they have, for example, 2 to 4 sets of 4 to 6 reps, how do we pick an accurate weight, and how do we pick an accurate volume? So, something that I've found that's been working really well is we will utilize something called just jump mats. So on the front side of every training session, once they go through their warm-ups and all the other things that I have them doing, they will use the just jump mats and do 3 vertical jumps. So they'll do a vertical jump, shake it out for 5 or 10 seconds, second attempt, and finally a third attempt. So over time, this becomes increasingly accurate. So what they do is, if they are having what's called, you know, an average day, a normal day, it's probably going to fall within the yellow zone of the training plan, right? So how this looks, if you had to visualize it, is green would signify that they have hit a personal record of some sort. Yellow would represent, you know, quote unquote, an average or normal training day, in which they're going to have roughly a 5% drop. You know, that can be, can certainly create a range, but a 5% drop of their best vertical jump to date. And finally, we have a red. So a red would be, we have a 10% or more drop of their best vertical jump to date. And here's how we organize that. So if, again, going back to the 2 to 4 by 4 to 6, if it's a quote unquote normal training day, they're going to do 3 sets of 5 at a given intensity, which I'll go over in just a moment. 3 sets of 5. If it is a PR day where they hit a new record and it's green, think green means go, then we're going to add a set but drop a rep. So now we're in the 4 by 4. If it is a red day, they are going to drop a set but add a rep. So now we should be in the 2 by 6 range. So what this does is, by dropping a set and adding a rep, within the context of very competitive teams, this forces them rather to focus on the technical aspects and to just get the volume, get the training in for the day, with primary emphasis is always going to be on quality, but secondary to that, the emphasis is going to be more related to, hey, let's have a little more pop on the bar, a little more speed, even though it may be for a little bit higher rep range. If it's a yellow day and we're in that 3x5, again, emphasis on quality, but we're going to have that nice blend of both mass and acceleration. Finally, if it's a green day and they're really ready to get after it and they're feeling good, everything's clicking, all the check marks are ticked, then we will say, okay, we're going 4x4 and we're going to focus. Obviously, we want to have the intention to move the weight as fast as possible, but the emphasis naturally falls to more of an emphasis on mass, like how much weight is on the bar. So if you had to assign intensities to this, personally, I like to use RPE with these guys. So when I'm using RPE, again, if it's a red, for example, going back to the 2x4 times 4x6 example, that 2x6, since they're in the red, would be an RPE of about 6 or so, 6 to 7. If we're in 3x5, we're looking at 7 to 8 RPE. And if we're green, we're looking at an 8 to 9 RPE. Now, if you're more percentage-based, just add zeros to those numbers, 60 to 70%, 70 to 80, 80 to 90%. Or I'll also use RIR, should correlate as well. So if they are at a 6 or a 7, somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 or 3 reps left in the tank, respectively. If they are 7 to 8, there are 3 or 2 reps left in the tank. And finally, if they're at an 8 to a 9 RPE, that should correlate to 2 or 1 reps left in the tank. Now, keep in mind, this does take some time. This does take some getting used to. And a watchful eye in terms of really being honest with yourself, but also having and trusting the process that over time the autoregulation works very well, with a little help from a coach to say and help these guys understand the bigger picture of, look, it's great that you're competitive, but not at the expense of you being wrecked for the next 2, 3, 4 days. Because if you're pushing so hard chronically that you can't train, you can't accomplish all the volume, now that's actually negative. So it does take some time to implement. It does take a little bit of understanding there and making sure everybody's clear that you're focused on you, not necessarily trying to set personal records within the context of the whole team. So it does take a little time, but overall it's been working very well. Guys have been starting to buy in more and more. We're noticing a reduction in injuries, and guys are retaining the high quality of movement. So all in all, to sum it up, on days where you are not feeling well and you are not hitting your vertical jump, by all means, dial it back a little bit, take it for what it is. And on the flip side of that, on the days where you're feeling great and you're hitting personal records, everything's checking. All right, cool. Let's get after it. So trust the process. Give it time. And I think this will be of great benefit to you if you give it some time. All right. Have a good day.